जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो,
जिस हाल में जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो।
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वा प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्तु अनिराकरण मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेयुपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
प्लीज रिपीट। From chapter the chapter 2, first sloka.
Yadi manyase suvedeti, yadi manyase suvedeti, dabhramevapi nunam, dabhramevapi nunam, tvam vetya brahmano rupam, त्वं वेत्य ब्रह्मणो रूपं यदस्य त्वं यदस्य च यदस्य त्वं यदस्य च। देवेश्वतनुमीमांस्यमेव देवेश्वतनुमीमांस्यमेव ते मन्ये विदितम्
ते मन्ये विदितम्।
नाहं मन्ये सुवेदेति नाहं मन्ये सुवेदेति नो न वेदेति वेद च नो न वेदेति वेद च। यो नस्तद्वेद तद्वेद Yonastadveda Nona Vedeti Vedacha Nona Vedeti Vedacha Yasyamatam Tasyamatam Matam Yasyana Vedasaha Matam Yasyana Vedasaha Avigyatam Vijanatam Vigyatam Avijanatam Vigyatam Avijanatam.
So when the teacher, when the Acharya gave the knowledge of the self in chapter 1, then one student came forward and said, I know it very well. I have understood. Then teacher wanted to shake him, test him, whether he has understood well or not. The teacher immediately says, Yadi manyase subedeti, if you think you have known it, ved means know, subed means very well know. Then he says, Dabrameevapi nunam, certainly you know only little expression of that. The moment you say, I have known it very well, then teacher says, you know only little expression of that. Tam vetha brahmano rupam, you have known the rupa, brahman rup, you have known very little, very little. Yadasyatam, you think that its expression is in you. Yadasya deva, you think there is some expression in the devatas, then that is not your correct full understanding. It is only little you know, because you know only it is present in you, that is it, adhyatmik you know. It is present in devata, you know about only adhidaivik. What about the adhibhautik? It is everywhere. So your understanding is not complete, it's not fully correct. Your expression, your knowing is only certainly new. It's very little you know. Te manne viditam, in case you think that you know it fully, then mimansa eva, go and reflect on it once again. The moment you say, I know, the teacher has come to know that you know it as an object. Subedeti, I know it very well. Subedeti. That means you know it very well, means you know it as an object. That tattva is not an object, it is subject. You have not known it completely. Go and again reflect on that. And the student went to a secluded place, and there, evam acharya ukta sisya ekante upavishta. He went to a solitary place, upavishta, solitary. The teacher has said, I have to reflect once again. Teacher has said, na tatra chachu gachati, na vag gachati, na vidma, intellect, mind, nothing can reach there. I have to reflect on that again and again. Shruti has said, teacher has said, means the Shruti has said that. Shruti means the Veda has said, the Upanishad says that. So whatever Upanishad says is correct. Na tatra chachu gachati, na vag gachati. You cannot define it by your speech. You cannot see with your organs of perception. You cannot attain it by your organs of action. If it is mentioned in the Shruti, it is true. Suppose if you know, I have seen, what will happen? If you say, I have seen, I have known, that means it has become object and your mind has become subject. And anything which is object is a drishya. Any drishya is changing and perishable. your Atman which you have seen will die. So you can't see it as an object. It is subject, you can experience it. And remember our example of Ajay Kumar. Do you remember Ajay Kumar? Ajay Kumar. You see, many students were sitting there and the Acharya is sitting and the capacity of each student is different. Somebody is understanding 100%, somebody is understanding 60%, 30%. So each person's understanding is different. So if you ask somebody, do you know Ajay Kumar? Neighbor will say, yes, I know. We see him every day coming out of his house and sometimes he waves and Hari Om also. Ask his friend, yes, I know him. He was my Langotia yaar from the childhood. We went together in the school. I know in and out everything. He has got so many children going to this school, this school, this school, this school. Ask Ajay Kumar, do you know Ajay Kumar? What will be the answer? Will he say, I know Ajay Kumar 100%, 60%, 30%, 40%? He will say, I am Ajay Kumar. So there it is, knowing is being. There is no process of knowing. If you see him as an object, if others are seeing Ajay Kumar as a different person, then the understanding will be different. Ask Ajay Kumar, do you know Ajay Kumar? Ajay Kumar will say, I am Ajay Kumar. If you have known Brahman, would you say that Subedeti as an object, Brahman I know fully? You will say, I am Brahman. If you have experienced subjectively, then you will say, I am Brahman. You can't say, the Subhetiti word will not fit there. So he went, evam acharyukta sisya ekante upavastra samahita san yathoktam acharyena agam arthato vicharya. Whatever the teacher said, according to the scripture, he again meditated on that, reflected on that, again and again. Teacher has already earlier said, he is beyond vidita abidita, known and unknown. It is other than here and upadeya. Here means you cannot reject that Atman or Brahman, you cannot upadeya, you cannot attain it from somewhere. It is different from that. Na tatra chachu gacchati na vag gacchati. He started reflecting on that and after that, tarkasya nirdharya. Tarkasanya, by logic also, by reasoning also, he came to know that that tattva cannot never become an object, it is subject. That subject can never become an object. Drigebanatu drishyate, the ultimate seer, you can never see him. Very good. Then, swa anubhava kritva, swa anubhava. Experienced himself. So three things are there to understand it completely. First, you have to understand as per the Shastra, as the Acharya has explained, number one. Number two, see the reasoning behind it. And then third, swa anubhav, experience it. Swa anubhav kritva, Acharya sakas upagamya uvacha. He went again to Acharya and then he said, what did he say? Now he said in the second mantra,
Naham manne suvedeti,
Naham manne suvedeti,
no na vedeti vedacha,
no na vedeti vedacha.
Yonas tadveda tadveda,
Yonastadveda tadveda Nona vedeti vedacha Nona vedeti vedacha Naham manne suvedeti Nona vedeti vedacha Yonastadveda tadveda Yona vedeti vedacha
Now he says, na aham manne suvedeti. Na aham manne suvedeti. Now, never I think I know it very well. I can't say. Now he has realized it's not an object. I can't say I know it very well. No na vedeti. And I can't say I don't know. Because now I have experienced. I know myself, I am Brahman. Can I say, I am Ajay Kumar? Can I say, I don't know Ajay Kumar? No. So, na aham manne suvedeti. Never I think that I know it very well. No na vedeti, not that I don't know. Veda, I know. Cha, I don't know. Cha means I don't know. So you have to break. Naham manne suvedeti. Never I think I know very well. One statement. Second statement, no na vedeti. Not that I don't know. I know. Then ved, I know. Because I am Ajay Kumar. Ved, I know. Cha, I don't know. I don't know as an object. As a subject, I know. Yo naha tadveda tadveda. Among all the brahmacharis, he is now saying boldly. The word used here is jagarja, with boldly, with full confidence, he is saying to all his fellow students, those of you sitting here, brahmacharina. Shankaracharya said, all the brahmacharis, he is addressing a brahmachari. Yo naha tadveda tadveda. Among all of you who are sitting here, those who understand it like this, that I don't know very well, and I don't say I don't know, I don't know, that means those you have understood in this way, that I don't know it as an object, I know it as a subject, you all have understood. No na vedeti. I can't say I don't know. No na vedeti. Veda, I know. Cha, I don't know. So in the second line also you have to break. Yo naha tadveda tadveda. Among all of you who are listening, who are studying, no na vedeti. I don't say I don't know. Veda, I know. Cha, I don't know. So if you have understood it this way, crux of the question is very simple. The whole idea behind is that you cannot understand it as an object. If you think that it is an object, in meditation I am seeing the light, you have not got it. In meditation you are hearing some sound, you have not got it. Because na tatra chachu gacchati na vak gacchati. You cannot perceive it by your organs of perception and organs of action. So now the question arises, in one line it is a contradictory statement, I know, I don't know. And any contradictory statement, it is harmful for others to understand. In one sentence you are saying I know, again you are saying in the same sense, breath, I don't know. So here it is said, known and not known is like an object and subject. Subjectly he has experienced, therefore he is saying, I can't say I don't know, I have experienced. And as an object, I have not experienced, as an object.
Yasyamatam tasyamatam. Yasyamatam tasyamatam. Matam yasya na vedasaha. Matam yasya na vedasaha. Avijñātam vijānatām. Avijñātam vijānatām. Vijñātam avijānatām. Vijñātam avijānatām. Yasya matam tasya matam. Matam yasya na vedasah. Avijñātam vijānatām. Vijñātam avijānatām.
Yasya amatam tasya matam. One who says I don't know, he knows. Tasya matam. Same thing is summarized by a third person now. You have to visualize this way. Acharya gave the knowledge in chapter 1. One student got up and said, I know it. Acharya says, you don't know it correctly. You have not understood fully. Go back and again reflect on it. Now in the second mantra he comes and says, yes, now I have experience, I have got the reasoning also, and at the same time according to scripture whatever you have said I have understood, and he put forward his statement in mantra number 2. And in the third, a third person is summarizing the whole thing. He said, yasya amatam tasya matam. One who says, I do not know, he knows. Very simple. A realized person will always say, I don't know. Don't know means, as an object, I can't express. As a pointer, I can tell you. I cannot define. Yes, amatam, tasyamatam. One who says, because it cannot be spoken of. Why? Because organs of perceptions and your mind and intellect is no more available when you reach that state. How can you express it now? You have become akarta now. You have become without gross body, subtle body and causal body. You don't have any body. How can you come out and say that Brahman is like this? You can't say. Matam yasya na vedasa. But one who says matam, I know, he doesn't know. Na vedasa, he doesn't know. The moment you say I know, that means you know it as an object. You have taken anatma vastu as atma. The moment you say I know, that means you are taking something anatma, not self as self. Abhigyatam, what is the hetu? What is your reasoning behind it? It says, abhigyatam vijanatam, vijyatam vijanatam. It is known to those who know well, it is unknown to those who know well, and known to those who do not know. It is unknown to those who know well. Those people who are thinking, I know it well, it is unknown to them. They are thinking this is an object and all the objects are anatma only. Atma can never become object. So, it is unknown to those who know well, who claim that I know. Abhigyatam vijanatam. Vijanatam means I know it well. You do not know. Because if you say you know well, that you, then you have known it as an object. It can never be known as an object. And vijyatam abhijantam, and known to those who do not know. Who do not know, known to them. Any realized person, you go, do you know Atman, do you know Brahman? You will say, keep it. You will not say anything. Whatever you want to understand, you understand. Once Gurudev brought Ananda Mahima to Pavai Ashram. Brahmacharis were all sitting. Gurudev said, Ma, you address Brahmachari. He didn't utter a single word. You can't say she's not realized. So they keep quiet. So realized person, they keep quiet. And the unrealized, ignorant, they will say, yes, we know. Very good. So the real knower will say, I don't know. And ignorant will say, I know. The knowledge of ignorant is that I know as Atman, as an object. And object is always an Atman only. So therefore his knowledge is not correct. Understood theoretically. Now tell me practically, I want to experience here. Take care, ready? Okay, mantra number 4.
Pratibodha viditam matam, pratibodha viditam matam, amritatvam hi vindate, amritatvam hi vindate. Atmana vindate viryam, atmana vindate viryam, vidya vindate mritam, vidya vindate mritam, pratibodha viditam matam, amritatvam hi vindate, atmana vindate viryam, vidya vindate mritam.
Very good. Viditam, in the first part it is said pratibodha viditam, it can be known. Viditam. You want to know, no? Viditam. Where? Observe your mind. But earlier you said you can't reach it by your mind. You can't objectify, you can't reach. Observe your mind. Pratibodha viditam, pratibodha viditam, amritatam hi vindate. And if you observe your mind, you will get amritatva vindate. You will find it that amrit there in the mind. Atmana vindate viryam. Where will you get the strength? Is it somewhere outside? Any outside strength will help you? No. Atmana. Your own strength of the self, you will get that strength. It is not the outside strength by which you will get. Vidya vidyate amritam, and by that knowledge of self, vidya, vidya means knowledge of self, you will get the amrita, you will become immortal. So you have to observe your mind. So before observation, you need little bit of vairagya, dispassion. Because you will be asked to witness your thought. Unless you have developed some vairagya, what will happen in the seat of meditation, according to your likes and dislikes, according to your vasanas, vrittis will come. If you sit in your seat of meditation, if you have got strong likes and dislikes, those will emerge at that time in the form of thoughts, vritti. If you have not developed vairagya, what will happen? You will associate with the vritti and you go out with the vritti. So little bit of vairagya is required. Unless you practice this vairagya outside in the waking time, you will not be able to disassociate with the vrittis also. Vritti means thoughts. So you have to practice vairagya at physical level, because the vairagya at subtle level is more subtle. So vairagya first have to be at the physical level, if you practice, that practice is going to help you in your meditation seat. Then when the vritti start coming one by one, one by one, one by one, you have got the vairagya, you disassociate with them. But if the vairagya is not developed, then you attach with the vritti and you go out. Your mind is gone. So little bit of vairagya is required. And for reaching any place, you need a diving board. Like in the swimming pool, we have got the diving board, na? Jump kiya, then one, two circles, and you need diving board. Hanumanji wanted to go to Lanka. He stood on a big rock and diving board. So for knowing this tattva, the Atman, Brahman, the diving board is vritti. Vritti, the thought, is the diving board. Is very important. So disassociate with the vritti. If you associate with the vritti, it will be vritti realization and not self-realization. If you associate with the vritti, vritti means thought. I will use this word again and again, vritti. Vritti, vritti means thought. If you associate with the thought, it will be vritti realization and not self-realization. And what is mind? Mind is nothing but flow of thought. There is vritti. Very good. Now, pratibodhavitam, pratibodh. Like pratidin, there is a pratidin, pratidin means every day, is it not? Pratibodh, pratibodh means every bodh. What is bodh? Bodham, bodham, pratividitam. Bodham, bodham, it is thought in thought. In each thought you can get it. Bodh sabdin baudha pratya uchyante. The bodh sabd, what is the meaning of this bodh, pratibodh? Meaning is bodha. Bodh means bodha, which is known. What is known? All vrittis are known. Sanskrit word for vritti is pratyaya. Pratyaya means vritti, thought. All thoughts are known. Is it not so? Thought of compassion, thought of daya, thought of kindness, icha, dvesh, sangat. All these thoughts are known. Who is the knower? I know. This I is Atma, this I is Brahman. Pratibodhavitam. Bodh sabdhane bodha pratyah uche. Sarve pratyah is a definition of Atman. Beautiful definition of Atman. You have studied the definition of Atman in Tattva Bodh. What was that? Yes, very good. Here now another definition. You will find some more definitions in other scriptures also. Here it is said, Sarve pratya visaya bhamanti yasya atma sarva bodhan prati buddhyate. Sarve pratya visaya bhamanti. All pratya. Pratya means vritti. Vritti means thought. Sarve, all thoughts become object of that atma. There is one subject, there is one object, all vrittis are object. Who is the subject? Subject is Atma. We say, I know, this I is Atma. You are that. Very simple. Sarve pratya visayi bhavanti, all thoughts become an object. Yasya, jiska, sayatma, whose, that is Atma. Sarva bodhan prati buddhyate, and it knows all thoughts. Thoughts are inert. Mind is inert, therefore all thoughts are inert. Because of the Atma, all thoughts are known. Sarva pratyaya darsi, very good name of Atma. Sarva, all pratyay, thought, darshi. He is the seer. So Atma is sarva pratyay darshi. He is the seer of all thoughts. Chit sakti swarup matra. And what is its nature? Chit sakti swarup matra. It is pure consciousness. Chit sakti is it awareness. It's awareness there. Chit sakti swarup matra. Then pratye avishrataya lakshate. In each pratye, it is common. Not visishtataya, avishrataya. How to understand this? Very simple question. What is this? A book. What is this? My. What is this? Is there anything in my hand? Nothing. To see any object, two things are required. One is the object, another is the light. We all saw the object. This is Vishesha Rupa. We saw this object, Vishesha Rupa. Absence of any object also we saw. But in presence of what? Does light has got any Rupa? So Avishishta Rupa. Same thing is happening inside. Thoughts are coming, different thoughts are coming of different rupa. Who is illumining that? Avishesataya, no rupa of that light inside. It is common in all vritti, in all pratyaya, in all thoughts. When we are seeing an object, we are missing the light. Is it not so? We see the object, but we miss the light. Similarly, we see the thought, we miss the illuminator of thought. It is there with each and every thought. Each and every thought. And Shankaracharya says, a beautiful statement. Na anya dwaram antaratmano vijnanaya. There is no other gateway for reaching that. Na anya dwara. There is no other dwar, there is no other door. It cannot be known by mind as an object. But if you want to reach, you have to go through mind. You have to go through mind. Anya dwara nasti. And we were discussing, yesterday we were discussing the dwar of narak. Kama, krodha, lobha are the dwar of narak. Now for reaching that tattva, the dwar is your mind. In the mind, you will find vrittis. Vritti means thoughts. All thoughts are inert. Who is illuminating those thoughts? That light, chit sarupa, that sakti is that Atman. Vritti comes and goes, but the light remains same, no change. We have seen this thing in the Natak Deep Prakaran also. In which Upanishad was that? It's not Upanishad, Panchadasi. It was Panchadasi. Panchadasi. Theatre light, presence of dancer and the king and everything, it's illumining. Absence of everybody, it's also illumining. Similarly, the same light inside the consciousness is illumining all our thoughts. It is illumining all absence of thoughts also in the deep sleep. No thoughts there, that is also being illumined. That is consciousness and that you are. Very good. सर्व प्रत्यय दर्शित्वे च उपजनन अपाय वर्जितः एंड इट इज द विटनेस ऑफ ऑल वृत्तिज ऑल प्रत्यय विटनेस ऑफ ऑल बट नॉट डिस्टर्ब नॉट अफेक्टेड बाई द वृत्तिज लाइक द थिएटर लैम्प नॉट अफेक्टेड बाई द वट इज गोइंग ऑन देयर इन द थिएटर हॉल इन द स्टेज एंड वी हैव सीन इट मेनी टाइम्स that Atman is never disturbed by any good or bad thought. How did we prove? In Dirghadrishya, we have done it. Seeing a rose, my eyes never become red. Go back. So, ultimate seer is not affected by the object. Ultimate seer is the Atman. So, Atman is the seer. Thoughts of the mind are objects. So, if the thoughts are good or bad, the ultimate seer is not affected. And upajanan apaya varjita, it never increases or decreases. Like in the Natak Deep Prakaran, we said when the Raja comes, the light never becomes more bright. Raja has come, now we have to be focused. No! तो नो वृद्धि एंड क्षय निर्विशेष है कहतम च सर्वभूतेषु सिद्धम भवेत निर्विशेष इट इज कॉमन फैक्टर इन ऑल निर्विशेष नॉट विशेष विशेष मीन्स फॉर्म निर्विशेष मीन्स विदाउट फॉर्म द लाइट इज विदाउट फॉर्म दिस लाइट विच यू आर सीइंग इज ऑल्सो निर्विशेष इट इज हैज गॉट नो फॉर्म बुक हैज गॉट ए फॉर्म इट इज विशेष But the light is nirvishesh. Similarly, that also light inside is nirvishesh. It is common in all thoughts, nirvishesh. And there is no other dwar. So if by vairagya, if we reduce our vrittis, so that is going to help us. But the problem according to Mandukya Upanishad is that we get stuck in the rasaswada. Rasaswada means the quietude when you get, when the vrittis are less, when you experience that silence, we get stuck there. We want to enjoy that ras. We have to go beyond that also. And in Upadeshar we have seen, Jnan varjita ajnan hin chit jnanam asti kim jyatum antaram. It was said, Jnan varjita, without the knowledge of object, Ajnan hinchit, it's not, ignorance is also not there. Then what is jnanam asti? What is there? When the thoughts are not there, what is there? Consciousness is there in that mind. Jnanam asti. Kim jnantum antaram, what else is to be known then? Nothing else is to be known. If you come to that stage, that also we have seen in Abha Upadesha. So I want knowledge of self and all this knowledge which we get of the objects are of two types. I know, I don't know. A thing which is not known to me can become known in course of time. So these knowledge are always changing. So why should we give importance to that? We should not give that much importance to all those knowledge. We should come to the consciousness. So consciousness illumines both presence and absence of vritti. And that is visuddha. It is absolutely pure, not contaminated by any vritti. And it is nitya. It is eternal. Very good. Ekatva sarvabhutesu. And that Atma is one in all. Ekatva sarvabhutesu. How do I get? Atmana vindate viryam. By your own strength you will get. Shankaracharya says, dhan sahaya mantra ausadhit upayoga kritam viryam mrityum na saknoti abhibhutam. The strength which you get by wealth, by the help of others, by mantra, बाई औषध रोज चवन प्रास खाते हैं आई हैव गॉट द बल नो मंत्र औषधि उपयोग कृतम वीर्यम मृत्यु न शक्यते अति अभिभूतम यू कैन नॉट क्रॉस मृत्यु बाय दिस वाई शंकराचार्य जी गिव्स आंसर अनित्यम वस्तु कृत्वात् बिकॉज दे आर ऑल अनित्य Whatever strength you have got from all this is anitya. So by anitya you can never get nitya. Simple thing, because they are anitya. By anitya vastu you can never get the nitya vastu. Atma vidya kritam tu viryam atmanaiva bindati. And the strength which you will get is from your own atman. Your own Atma will give you the strength to cross over this. There is no other sadhana there, no other way out. Very good. Now how this happens inside? That inside is also a reflected light. Suppose this room is dark, there is no light here. The windows are closed. Even if you open the window, the straight sunlight is not coming. Put a mirror in a particular angle which will reflect the sun and the light will come inside, and in that presence you will be able to see all the objects. Similarly, in our mind also there is a reflection of consciousness. There is a reflection of consciousness. So now if you want to see the sun, what you have to do? I have to go to the mirror where from the reflection is coming. From there I can immediately see the sun. If the reflection is there, then the pure sun is also there. If reflection is coming inside the room, then the original sun is also there. Similarly, inside also, when you go to the illuminator, the reflected consciousness, go deep, you will find the consciousness also there. There cannot be reflection in the mirror unless the original sun is there. Is it not so? Can there be a reflection of sunlight without sun? No. So if in our mind there is reflection, then the original consciousness is also there. So first from the vritti, go to the illuminator of the vritti. This will happen only when you have got some dispassionate, some vairagya. Otherwise you will flow with the vritti, you will go out. So you have to practice vairagya outside. That vairagya will help you in the subtle form also. When you are sitting on the meditation seat, then you see that consciousness, which is reflected consciousness, go deep and you will see the consciousness. Good. It is said, Atmana Bindate Viryam. Atmana Bindate Viryam. How you have to get this thing? From the eternal, your internal strength. Not external help is not going to help you, and the reason for that is because they are all anitya. Anitya vastu can never help you to get the nitya. And what is that strength? The knowledge of self is the strength. You have to get that knowledge of self, which will give you the strength. And with that strength, what will get? Vidya bindate amritam. By that strength, by that vidya, by that knowledge of self, bindate amritam. Amritam means you get immortal. Don't think that this body will become immortal. It's not that after realization you will live for 1,000 years. It will be boring coming to again Chinmay Mission every day for 1,000 years. Boring. Like we go to the Hathan Wall like every week 2 times. Same again and again and again and again. So this body will not remain. So what is this Amritatva? There will not be any fear of death. There will not be any fear of death. At present we have got the fear of death. Why fear of death? Because we identified with this body. And this body is subject to change, it will die. And we think Atma dies with us. Vidya Bindate Amritam. Amritam means immortality. You now get identified or you become Brahman. Brahman. I am Ajay Kumar. I am Brahman. That Brahman is eternal. Now you have become eternal. You were never born. You will never die. Body is different from that. Body is Maya. Maya is going to change. It will go through all this thing. Then Shankaracharya says, Kasta khalu sura nara tiryak pretadisu sansar dukha bahulesu prani nikayesu janma jara maran rogadi samprapti agyanat. But we see the sorrow ridden. The whole world is sorrow ridden. And who are covered? Sura devata. Devata, they have also limited life. Limited power, limited time. Indra also always worried about his seat. Brahmaji's life is also limited by 100 years. The clock is different, the calendar is different, but it is limited. The Sura also, they are also dukhi. Batao, Indra se jyada koi dukhi hai, always fearing of his seat. Sura, Devta, Manusya, Tiryak. Tiryak means animals. Tiryak, Preta, departed soul. Preta, departed soul. Departed soul means sudden accident and died. Akal Mrityu, we call it. So they have to stay in the Preta Yoni for some time. In Bhagavad, we get the Dundakari story. Preta Yoni. They go through Janma. They are born. Jara, old age. Mrityu, Maran. Roga, disease. Samprapti, they all get. Samprapti, samyak rupena prapti, you cannot change it. Why? Agyana, one word. Because of the ignorance. Ignorance of what? Are you are eternal Brahman. And you are thinking this body is Brahman, this Atma, body is this Atma. Body is going through all these things. Janma, Maran, Jara, Dukkha. You are not body. You are different from this body. So once you disidentified with the body and identified with the Atma, only two things are there. We are identified with the Anatma, thinking this Anatma is Atma. That is why we are suffering. This body is born. Asti jayate vartate viprinamate apajiyate and vinasati. This is body, not Atman. Now you can directly experience that Atma. Pratibodha viditam matam. Pratibodha, in each bodh, in each thought, it is illuminating. This bodh has got a form, different bodh are coming, but this is nirvisesa, without form. The light is without form. All the vrittis are mritam, it is amrita. All vrittis are mritam. It's coming, staying for some time and dies. But this consciousness which is illuminating each vritti, you will find in each vritti. It's not that har panch ke baad mein aata hai. Aisa nahi hai. In each vritti he is illuminating. Practice. If you have got vairagya, you will get it. Upalabdhi dwar is shown by the Shruti. And Shankaracharya says there is no other dwar, there is no other gate. The only gate is that you have to go through mind. It can never become object of mind, but through mind you have to reach there. If it does not happen, what will happen? The last mantra will tell you about that, which we'll take up on our next day. And thereafter that, there is a beautiful story. We'll see the story. And there are a lot of implications also, we will see that also. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.